Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Saudara pendengar, pandemi COVID-19 telah memaksa bisnis untuk menilai ulang, mengkonfigurasi ulang, dan menemukan kembali cara bekerja. Dengan pengaturan kerja yang lebih fleksibel diharapkan menjadi norma, pemberi pekerjaan memainkan peran yang lebih aktif dalam mengelola keterlibatan dan kesejahteraan karyawan mereka. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal tersebut yang disusun oleh Josipa Kosanovic. Menurut penelitian terbaru dari University of Sydney Business School, mayoritas karyawan Australia ingin terus bekerja dari rumah pasca COVID-19. Associate Professor Matthew Beck mengatakan dampak COVID-19 pada bisnis berbeda dengan gangguan di masa lalu karena efek jangka panjangnya.
So we've been working from home now for almost 9 months, and people are acquiring habits around working from home and working from home better. Organizations have seen that working from home is a viable option, and that should see us continue working from home to some degree in the future.
Penelitian itu menemukan bahwa selama pandemi, jumlah hari kerja jarak jauh 2 kali lipat untuk manajer dan hampir 3 kali lipat untuk pekerja administrasi. Ini juga melihat waktu dan uang yang dihemat karena orang-orang tidak perlu lagi pergi keluar untuk bekerja.
We've discovered that through the June-July part of the analysis that we've done, people in Australia had approximately saved around $4 billion in time costs and another $2 billion in monetary costs that are associated with traveling.
World Solvency and Forensic Accountants memperkerjakan sekitar 200 orang di 33 lokasi di seluruh Australia. Ivan Glavers, mitra Walrus Melbourne, mengatakan pada awal penguncian selama 16 minggu di Melbourne, ia memperkirakan produktivitas akan menurun. Namun yang terjadi justru sebaliknya.
Initially, I think the major concern for all was, and not just our business, but you know, people that we know in the industry, was the capacity to trust the employers to do the job. Are they going to do the right thing? You know, what will the technology do? How will it cope? Couldn't believe how quickly it moved to be very productive, and the reason is because staff weren't wasting time traveling, staff weren't wasting time communicating with each other unnecessarily, so their efficiency went up.
Ivan Glavas mengatakan bahwa pandemi telah menormalkan pekerjaan jarak jauh dan karyawannya meminta model kantor jarak jauh hibrid untuk masa depan.
Staff love working from home. They like the flexibility of it. I think moving forward in the future, we'll find more than likely 50% of the time will be at home, 50% of the time will be in the city office. There's no drop in productivity. In fact, there's probably a high level of productivity and efficiency. But most importantly, staff are happy. Staff are happier than they were before.
Sebuah survei yang dilakukan oleh salah satu acara digital dan penyedia konferensi terbesar di Australia, Redback Connect, menemukan bahwa 86% peserta ingin pengaturan bekerja dari rumah mereka tetap ada secara permanen. CEO dan pendiri dari Redback Connect, Jeff Downs, mengatakan beberapa hasil survei itu mengejutkannya.
I thought the majority of people would want to stay and work from home 5 days a week, but the reality is that's not the case. I would say that the largest percentage of people really wanted to work from home only 2 or 3 days a week. So the learning for me is that while people like the freedom of working from home, they want that connection of working with their peers and collaborating face-to-face as well.
Jeff Downs melihat bahwa mempercayai pekerja Anda untuk mengatur sendiri hari kerja mereka akan menghasilkan karyawan yang lebih puas.
Just the responsibility of creating their own day and the trust that's being shown in them and being, hey, I'm working from home, but I'm also productive. So it's kind of like giving people a level of respect that they might not have always enjoyed, a level of trust maybe that they didn't always enjoy. So people like being accountable that way. And I think that when you give people that level of trust, they try not to disappoint you. They want to earn that trust.
COVID-19 yang telah menumbuhkan budaya kepercayaan tinggi di tempat kerja jarak jauh telah menjadi salah satu prioritas bagi banyak bisnis. Cindy Drake, pelatih bisnis di Outcomes Business Group, mengatakan bahwa pemilik bisnis memiliki opsi untuk beradaptasi dengan cara mereka mengelola dan memotivasi tim mereka.
Business owners have stopped saying you need to do this, this and that. They kind of said we need these different things from you, and probably had more of a conversation around when do you think that can happen with your time frame and your situation of what's going on.
Namun, bekerja dari kenyamanan rumah Anda bisa menjadi pedang bermata dua, terutama bagi mereka yang mengalami kesulitan berkonsentrasi dan yang cenderung ingin membuktikan hasil tinggi yang dapat mereka capai dengan bekerja secara berlebihan. Nasanin Majidi bekerja sebagai penasihat bisnis berbahasa Iran untuk program pemerintah New South Wales, Business Connect. Ia mengatakan bekerja dari rumah justru lebih memungkinkan ia untuk lebih fokus.
For myself, I'm even more productive when I'm at home because I don't even take breaks. So I see the amount of people I can reach when I'm at home and I work at home is a lot more than, you know, when I'm in the office and would be a lot of other distraction that exists.
Ivan Glavas, mitra kerja di Worrells Melbourne, mengatakan meskipun ada manfaat bekerja jarak jauh, namun ada juga tantangan tersembunyi, yaitu garis kabur antara pekerjaan dan kehidupan pribadi. Menurutnya, pemimpin bisnis harus menghadapi tantangan dan memastikan mereka melakukan segalanya untuk mengurangi stres bagi para karyawan.
Humans like to be around humans. The only concern we have is trying to make sure that we keep the staff engaged. People are becoming tired. They're less inclined to take sick leave because they're at home. So how do you say, I'm sick, I'm staying home when I'm at home in the first place? So there's this real change in thinking.
Kini pembatasan semakin diperlunak. Banyak perusahaan yang mempertimbangkan pembukaan kembali kantor mereka dan tempat kerja lainnya. Jeff Downs dari Redback Connect mengatakan bahwa mencapai kesepakatan yang sesuai dengan kebutuhan karyawan dapat mengurangi stres yang tidak perlu dan membantu menghindari kelelahan.
It can certainly be flexibility in maybe working 4 days and working more hours on those 4 days. So 4 days on, 3 days off. Because sometimes people are splitting their hours. So if they've got children at home that they want to get to school and pick up from school and that kind of thing, so they'll take an hour off in the morning, an hour off mid-afternoon, and they'll put that on later on in the evening when the kids go to bed.
Orang-orang memiliki alasan yang berbeda untuk mencari pekerjaan yang fleksibel, namun penting untuk diingat bahwa tidak semua tugas dapat dilakukan secara jarak jauh. Seringkali sifat pekerjaan Anda menentukan keberhasilan negosiasi pengaturan kerja yang fleksibel. Memiliki gagasan yang jelas tentang bagaimana Anda dapat mencapai target yang ditetapkan di bawah pengaturan kerja yang fleksibel dapat membantu pemberi pekerjaan mempercaya Anda dengan ekspektasi dari peran Anda. Pelatih bisnis Cindy Drake menyarankan untuk mengunjungi situs web Fair Work Ombudsman jika Anda tidak yakin bagaimana menegosiasikan jam kerja fleksibel atau jika Anda tidak mengetahui hak kerja Anda selama pandemi COVID-19.
Their website's got some really great tools and great practical tips and advice with examples about how you can negotiate these different situations. They've kept their resources and their website up to date with some really good tools for the employee and the employer.
Dan jika Anda memerlukan dukungan bahasa saat menghubungi mereka, hubungi layanan terjemahan dan juru bahasa nasional pada nomor 131450.
Anda ingin mendengar cerita-cerita seperti ini? Dengarkan di Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, atau dimanapun Anda mendapatkan podcast Anda.